Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. Since an animal such as I have surrendered unto you, who are supremely liberated, certainly you will release me from this dangerous position. Indeed, being extremely merciful, you incessantly try to deliver me. By your partial feature as Paramatma, you are situated in the hearts of all embodied beings. You are celebrated as direct transcendental knowledge, and you are unlimited. I offer my respectful obeisances unto you, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Purport. It's a very nice purport, Srila Prabhupada. The word Brahma Namaste have been explained by Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur, Brahma Sri Krishnaya. The Supreme Personality of Godhead is Krishna. There are many tattvas such as Vishnu Tattva, Jiva Tattva, Shakti Tattva. But above everything is the Vishnu Tattva, which is all-pervading. This is all-pervading feature of the Supreme Personality of Godhead is explained in Bhagavad Gita, wherein 10:42, wherein the Lord says, Atva bhanatena kim jinatena tavarjuna vishvabhaham idam krishnata ekanshena stito jagat. But what need is there, Arjuna, for all this detailed knowledge? With the single fragmental of myself, I pervade and support this entire universe. Thus, Sri Krishna says that the entire material world is maintained by His partial representation as Paramatma. The Lord enters every universe as Garbhodakshay Vishnu, then expands Himself as Kshirodakshay Vishnu to enter the hearts of all living entities, and even enter the atoms. Andhatredna sthata parmanu chanyantrastham. Every universe is full of atoms, and the Lord is not only within the universe, was also within the atoms. Thus within every atom the Supreme Lord exists in His Vishnu feature as Paramatma. But the Vishnu Tattva emanates from Krishna. As confirmed in Bhagavad Gita, aham adirhi devanam. Krishna is the Adi of beginning of the Devas of this material world, Brahma, Vishnu, Maheshwara. Therefore, He is described as Bhagavate, Brahate. Everyone is Bhagwan, everyone possesses opulences, but Krishna is the Brahman Bhagwan, the possessor of unlimited opulence. Ishwara Parama Krishna, Krishna is the origin of everyone. Aham Sarvasya Prabhavo. Even Brahma, Vishnu and Maheshwara come from Krishna. Matya Paratam Nanyat Kinchi Dasti Dhananjaya. There is no personality superior to Krishna. Therefore, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur says that Bhagavate Brahate means unto Sri Krishna. In this material world, everyone is a Pashu, an animal, because of the bodily conception of life. Yasyasa buddhi kunpe tridatuke sabdradi kaltradishu bhumejudi. Yatitha buddhi salile nakarachit janeshu apikeshu saeva gokhara. I like to read the whole purport. It's a wonderful purport. A human being who identifies a body made of three elements as a self, who consider the byproduct of body to be kinsman, who consider the land of his birth to be worshipable, who goes to the place of pilgrimage simply to bathe rather than to meet men of transcendental knowledge, there is to be considered like cow or an ass. Practically everyone, therefore, is a pashu, an animal, and everyone is attacked by the crocodile of the material existence. Not only the king of the elephant, but every one of us is being attacked by the crocodile and is suffering the consequences. Only Krishna can deliver us from material existence. Indeed, He is always trying to deliver us. Ishwara sarva bhutanam hedeshu arjun tishtati. He is within our hearts and is not at all inattentive. His only aim is to deliver us from material life. It is not that He becomes attentive to us only when we offer prayers to Him. Even before we offer our prayers, He incessantly tries to deliver us. He is never lazy in regard to our deliverance. Therefore, this verse says, Buri Karunaya Namo Lalaya. It is the causeless mercy of the Supreme Lord, and he always tried to bring us back home, back to God, that God is liberated, and he tried to make us liberated. But although he is constantly trying, we refuse to accept his instruction. Sarvdharman Pratyajamam Ekam Sharanam Braj. Nonetheless, he has not become angry. Therefore, he is described here as Bhuri Karunaya, unlimitedly merciful in delivering us from this miserable material condition of life and taking us back home, back to Godhead. Om Ajnanti Mirandasya Jnananjan Shalakya Chakshuna Miratam Yantasme Shri Guru Vai Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manavishtham Stapitam Yen Bhutle Swam Rupadam Dhati Sarpadantikam. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutleshmat Bhakti Vedanta Swamiti Namne Namaste Saswati Deve Gurvani Prachar Nirshesh Nivadi Pasha Deshtani. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadhadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hari 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 Rama Hari Rama 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 Hari Hari Narayanam Namaskritam Cha Narottamam Devim Saraswati Vyasam Tato Jayam Dhirayat Vakam Kativachalam Pangam Langte Grim Yat Kripa Tabande Shri Guru Dintanam Vancha Kalpataravish Kripa Sindhu Vebachapatita Nam Pavne Vyashnavebhyo Namo Namaha Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Ram 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 Hare Hare Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutleshme Giriraj Swaminiti Namane. So here Kajendra is offering prayers. He is attacked by the crocodile and he is praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Krishna is not, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport, is not just Bhagwan. Sometimes we refer Bhagwan to like Bhagwan Narad or Bhagwan Shiva or Bhagwan Brahma. But Krishna is the Supreme Personality of, he is a Supreme Bhagwan. We all got some opulences. Bhagwan means the person who possesses all the opulences in full. So Krishna is the only one who possesses everything in full. Srila Prabhupada explains here in the purport that different tattvas, we have Vishnu tattva, Shiva tattva, Jiva tattva, Shakti tattva. We are so tiny, our brain is so tiny. Sometimes we read when Prabhupada says we are insignificant. We think, yes, it's written, maybe I am insignificant. Maybe the soul is very little. But still I am very important. Yes, I think it's written insignificant. I maybe, but I got a doubt on that. But if we compare, if we see ourselves, we are insignificant. Insignificant is really, really insignificant, not really significant. How come is that? We just analyze the nature, just material nature. Maya dakshina prakriti sute se characharam hetuna nena kante jagat vi parivartate. The entire world is working under nature. We are taking prasad, ordinary people eat food. And how the food is, machine is inside is working, how it digests, how everything works, it's a mystery. We don't know. It's our own body. It's not that we have a soul like Mayavadi says or some other people say we have soul. We are soul, we have this body. Isn't it? That's how the devotee says. We are, every living entity, the spirit soul. They are not this body. We are not this body. What we have a body. But how the body is working, constantly we are living with this body. We are so much caring about our own body, but we don't know how the body is working. When we have a pain, we don't know what to do. And this nature is so wonderfully, Krishna has, this is not accident. It is perfectly arranged. You see how the peacock, if you go to Vrindavan, you see how the peacock are, how the some sparrows, how the birds, how everything is so nicely designed, and nature has given them perfect instruments for their protection. And even some of the bushes, they've got thorns because defense. Nature has provided the defense. But still foolish people cannot understand that how we are changing from one body to another body. We are seeing, Krishna very clearly says, Dehi nasiminitha dehi kaumaram jaubnam jara tatha dehant prapti distatrana mohiti. The embodied soul is changing, having a child body, then youth body, then old age body, then have another body. I still don't believe, people say. Right in front of our eyes we see the snake is just leaving one body and just walking, taking new body. You see, fresh body is God. You see a caterpillar, we see, he's got so many legs, he's crawling like that. Long caterpillar crawling like that, hundreds of legs. Suddenly, after a little while, a beautiful butterfly comes out of the caterpillar, start flying. And that living entity who cannot even crawl, but he's flying. We see the living entity in the egg, but in a little while you see the same living entity comes out of egg, start flying. We see sometimes with our own eyes, a frog, you know, sometimes frog gives the different types of frogs, or some they lay the eggs on a leaf. And what happens? The egg actually falls in the water. It comes, you know, automatically. Nature has, you know, when the frog gives the eggs on most of the time on the leaves, then the snakes and the insects comes and they try to eat the eggs. But nature given them such a defense that the egg slips from the leaf automatically from the fluid, they fall in the water and they start swimming. They are breathing in the water. They're like a fish, a tadpoles. They're right in the water, they're living in the water. They have a tail. They are just swimming in the water. They're breathing in the water, living in the water. So they're like a fish. When they come out, their tails disappears. Now no more they can breathe in the water. They are breathing outside the water. They become frogs. The body is changing. Similarly, where is the difference? Where is the question of, that we went from one body to another body, what different body will take? But this whole nature is simply a little part of, it's like to Lord Shiva, Adha Shakti of Shiva, Durga Devi, wife of Shiva. So you can imagine the husband is more powerful than the wife. I'm not saying always. So now Shiva is so powerful, Brahma is so powerful, so many Devi Devatas powerful. But above all is Vishnu. There's so many different universes. In all these different universes, there are different sets of Brahmas. There are different sets of 33 crore Devi Devatas. This universe is controlled by 330 million Devi Devatas. 33 crore. Now, there's another universe. Even that is controlled by another set of Devi Devatas. Like this country is controlled by the ministers. What do they call here? House of Lords? House of, what is that called? House of Parliament. House of Parliament. So we have got a House of Parliament here. Now this is a British Parliament. We have got minister, we have got foreign minister, we have sports minister, we have defense minister, we have, you know, whatever, all these different ministers. Now for UK, for England. You go to India, there's another parliament. They've got their own ministers. They've got their own defense minister. They have got their own prime minister. They have got their own secretary. They have their own sports minister. Every country has their own set of parliament. Similarly, different sets of parliaments all over the universes.
There are so many Shivas, there are so many Brahmas, there are so many Durgas. But Vishnu is only one. There are no so many Vishnus like that. That there's a separate Vishnu here, then separate Vishnu there, and separate Vishnu there. This Vishnu, Vishnu means who's all pervading, who's residing in everywhere. Of course, in Vaikuntha planets, the Vishnu expands. But still, it is one Vishnu. It's expansion, but it's one. It's not like that, that it's a completely separate living entity. But Krishna is even above the Vishnu. He is a fountainhead. That is why he is called Avatari. Krishna is not avatar. Vishnu is avatar. Ram is avatar. Narasimhadev is avatar. Everybody is avatar. But except Lord Shri Krishna. Krishna is not avatar. He is avatari. He is a source to all the avatars. He is a fountainhead of the avatars. Can imagine how powerful where Krishna is. Can you imagine? And where we are? Can you imagine how insignificant we are? We even don't know how our body is working, but Krishna knows Kshetragya Kshetra. He says, you the field, but Krishna is a knower. We even knower of our own. We don't even know of our own field. But Krishna is knower of all the fields, of all the Kshetragya. Now that Krishna, that fountainhead, Gajendra is praying. He is praying to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Shri Krishna. Srila Prabhupada explains, even we are stuck like Gajendra in this material world. We don't know how to get out of this material world. So, the living entities, Gajendra is admitting here himself, right in this verse. What he's saying? He's saying, Matar Parpanna Pashu Pasha Vimokshanyaya. Pashu Pasha. Pashu. Pashu. I'm animal. Oh my Lord, oh Supreme Personality of God, I'm animal. I'm a dumb. I'm not intelligent. Please be merciful unto me. He's admitting he's animal. But what are we doing? We are living like animals, but we don't admitting we are animal. It's a Dvipad Pashu. Two-legged animals, Prabhupada says. We are like two-legged animals. People, and here Prabhupada given very nice purport. He quoted Yesasa Buddhi Kunpe Tri Dhatuke. Sabdadrikaltrashi bhomejda yatirtha buddhi sarira nakarshi janeshu abhigeshu sa eva gokhara. Like a pashu, a donkey, or a cow. Some people think, my God, to say this word is very... But Prabhupada, this is Bhagavatam explaining. So where, why should we be afraid of quoting this verse? This is not afraid of quoting the verse because, of course, if we are not aha nidra bhay methuncha dharma bivina pashu bhi samana, if simply eating and sleeping and mating and defending, we are like animal. The only difference is if the living ant in human form of life, if we make any inquiry that I am stuck in this material world like a Gajendra. How to get out? Please let me get out of this. Then we are not Pashu. Otherwise, we are on the level of Pashu. Now another thing which Srila Prabhupada explained in this particular purport is, he says that Krishna, the Vishnu Tattva, the Jiva Tattva, this is so difficult to come to understand. That's why Vedas has got so many knowledge, so much knowledge. These Puranas, Srila Vedvyas written, six Purana in the mode of goodness, six Purana in the mode of passion, six Purana in the mode of ignorance. Rather, 18 Puranas not written by Vedvyas. He written 17 Puran. One Purana is written by Prashar Muni, the father of Ved Vyas, and that Puran is called Vishnu Puran. Vishnu Puran is written by Prashar Muni. 17 Puranas were written by Ved Vyas, not 18. But of course, he was not satisfied. He given so much knowledge. He divided the one Ved into the four parts. He written Mahabharata. He written everything. He was not satisfied. He said, "Oh my Lord," when the Narada came, he said, "My dear spiritual master, Devrishi Narad, I have written Dharma, I have written Artha, I have written Kama, I have written Moksha. I have written everything about Dharma, Artha, Kama, Moksha. But I am still not satisfied." So at that time, Narada explained to him, he said, "Vedavyas, you are not satisfied because you have not touched Lord Shri Krishna, from whom everything emanates, who is the source to everything. Till the living entity doesn't come to that platform, one cannot be satisfied. How can you be satisfied?" So can you imagine, if all the Vedas and all the Puranas you read, if the writer himself was not satisfied, how can you be satisfied? So that's why it's called conclusion of all the Vedas, Vedanta, Vedanta Sutra. The Mayavadis are writing the commentary on Vedanta, the commentary on the Vedas. But there is no need to write commentary on the Vedas because the author himself written the commentary on the Vedas. The author himself has concluded what is the Vedanta, what is the conclusion of the Vedas, what is the conclusion of these all these Puranas, and that is Srimad Bhagavat Puran. That's what is written over there. This Bhagavat Puran is as brilliant as the sun. So this Bhagavat Puran is the ultimate. Krishna is the supreme personality of Godhead, and here in the 10th 42 Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, "Atva Bahunateva Kim Gyatevna Arjuna." Arjuna, what need is there for all this knowledge? Ekanshuna Stito Jagat, this entire universe, whatever the creation you see, it is simply Ekanshuna Stito, simply with one single fragmental, the whole material creation is working. So you can imagine how great what Krishna is, how fortunate we are. And here Krishna is saying, forget about it. I'm giving you something. This is how all this knowledge, this everything is single fragmental part. Krishna is so powerful. Krishna is beyond our limitations. Krishna is beyond our imagination. Krishna is beyond our intellect. But Krishna is so merciful, Vedavyas is so merciful, that he given a formula. I give you Bhagavad Puran. And namo mahavdanyai Krishna prem prudayate Krishnai Krishna jaitanya namne gurat vishinamaha. But Krishna himself, when he comes as, he is not that merciful. When he comes as Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he is so merciful, and what he is doing, he said, I am giving you my love, which is not available easily. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the most merciful. He is telling to Arjuna, Ekanshana Sita Jagat. Now here he is telling, look, this is Ekanshana Sita, I am now coming to you. He is giving. Krishna is so merciful. With the mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he says, simply you chant the holy name of Krishna and I'm yours. I'm yours. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. This is not something ordinary. Don't think. We are taking as a granted when we chant Hare Krishna, we chant Hare Krishna. What is this? You know, right, Prabhu, I'm chanting Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. I'm chanting for 25 years. My senses are still not stable. I still can't fix my mind. My mind is wandering all over the place. I still cannot control my senses. अरे बाबा व्हाई यू वरी, कीप चैंटिंग, बिकॉज यू आर डिजीज्ड. वी आर डिजीज्ड, वी कैनॉट feel like a jaundice. Prabhupada given example, jaundice man, he cannot feel, he cannot taste the sweetness. But if he keep chanting, if he keep taking sweetness, sweetness, this sugar candy, oh yeah, it is sweet. But 25 years, Baba, 25 years you only chanting, 30 years you may be chanting, maybe 40 years chanting, maybe 20 years chanting, maybe 10 years you chanting. But look at how many lifetimes of conditioning you had. How much dirt you have. You know, I don't know. In this country, I haven't seen when I was little. I'm from a jewelry background. My father was a jeweler. And I'm still running as a trade, as a jewelry, as a goldsmith. But these days, there are so many gadgets. You know, you use gas and you melt the gold with the gas and gadgets, electronic gadgets. But when we were little in India, I don't know if you ever seen in India about 40, 50 years ago, they used to melt jewelry on a coal. We used to make a fire with the fan. We used to run the fan like that. And we used to put crucible and we used to put in a coal. One is a pakka cola, one is kacha cola. You know, the coal which is raw, very soft, is very soft. It catch fire very quickly. And it gives heat very quickly. But the hard coal, it takes longer time to catch fire, but it burns for longer time. So we used to bring the kacha cola. Now the guy who used to sell this coal wala in India, you know, you go and it's not like packed, you know, everything. You go there and aapne dekha hoga na. Oh, kole wala, he's breaking the coal and he just wait on the scale. These days you still have got electric, you know, these scales. But in olden time we used to have this very, you know, they carry with the hands. And they'll carry hands and they say, okay, 1 kilo here. Sometimes they didn't have even a kilo, they have just one stone weighing a kilo. We knew this is a 1 kilo. So he would just weigh it up and he give it to you. I remember that when I used to go to this guy every day to buy these coals, because in India, you see, the children, they start working with the fathers from the very early days. So it's not like that, you know, here, oh, this is a child abuse and this is a labor, child labor and all this. This is nature, you know. Even 5, 6 year old boy is going with his father, working with the father. We worked with the father since the age of when I remember, even 3 years old, 4 years old. That's how we worked. So, this guy, his whole face used to be thick layer of coal. Thick layer. Whenever you see early morning, evening, he is so much thick, no matter how much he bathes. This, you won't believe it. It's a very hard to explain to you if you would have seen the person, because he's always carrying this coal, all the coal, all the time. He had a thick layers of coal on his, you could see, you know, the skin. He may go in the evening, but it would not come off. So what I'm trying to say is that we have got so much layers of dirt on our body. We got layers and layers and layers of so many births and births. That's why we're still not even understanding we are not this body. We are still attachment to the body. And we're the question of understanding Super Soul and Krishna. But when we chant Hare Krishna, when heart becomes softer, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu given the formula. He given the formula. Yes, I give you the formula, but we are not applying it. We are taking it as a granted. What is the formula? How to chant Hare Krishna? Who knows the formula? Sunichena taro rupi sahishuna amani na mandin kitni hai sadahari. How many times do you think? Okay, how many times we are giving respect to others? How many times we are expecting respect for ourselves? Shri Shri Radha Gokulanji, Shri Taram, Shri Gonataji. But if we analyze ourselves, we find... No, Prabhu. You should respect me. Isn't it? We are expecting respect. How many times we tolerate? Okay, I tolerate. I had enough. Sorry, I had enough. Where it is written by Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? The why you tolerating and you say, okay, I had enough. It goes, it takes time, our conditioning. But Krishna is, when we become, I tell you one thing, I normally come and go from half here and half in Vrindavan, and Krishna, Balaram, Radha, Shyam Sundar are very merciful. So I'm serving in Vrindavan now, and this Kartik, I decided that every day I'm going to go to Radha Damodar temple. So I can go to see Radha Damodar, it's Radha Damodar month. So that way I can just go and do the prakama over there. I tell you, this is true. I had some deep realization. I saw my wife and we would go to Radha Damodar every day. Now Radha Damodar temple would be open about, in Kartik month is till 10 o'clock. At 10 o'clock you could see the deities without crowns. You know, when the Shayan Aarti in the evening, 9 o'clock Aarti, we still have got crowns on our deities, but they don't have crowns. They take the crowns off. They cover the Radharani, the traditional, you know, like Mataji's cover their head. That's how they cover the deities. And so Krishna, anybody seen that? Shayan Aarti of Radha Damodar? So we would go sometime late, sometime in the morning, sometime in the afternoon. Whenever we get time, we would just go and take darshan of Radha Damodar and do the parkama over there. Because we were going every day, and I noticed there was one Mataji, Bengali Mataji, simple Bengali Mataji. She would do lot of service there. She would just clean, you know. And cleaning temple in India at like in the 10 o'clock, you know, here when we do offer the aartis, we just very neatly, we keep all the candles on one side. But in India, you put the diyas everywhere. You know that. You can put it, you can just offer it and you can put it there. People just put it here and there and, you know. And this Mataji will clean this temple. Bengali Mataji, she cannot speak Hindi even. She cannot forget about English. She just speaks Bengali only. And she would clean. And she would do morning, afternoon, evening. You will see her doing service over there in Radha Damodar temple. And pujaris allow him. And she will tell the pujari off even. Why do you do this? In Bengali, she would speak to this pujari. And pujari would just say, laugh and say, Hare Krishna. And, you know, he would not tell her off. And guess what? And this Mataji, we should do so much service. And at one point in a day, every night, she would sit for half an hour right on the outside doors of Radha Damodar temple, as in the beggars, in the line of beggars. For ordinary people, you may think she's a beggar. But if Raghunath Das Goswami, like he used to sit outside the temple of Jagannath Puri. So one day when I was coming out, I said, oh my God, she was sitting in the line of the beggars. She would just, if somebody would give her 5, 10 rupees or whatever, with that little money, she would just maintain her body and do service whole day of Radha Damodar. This is humility. I have seen, she's very humble, and then I saw my wife and we saw her doing the service in Radha Kartik. I said, these are the devotees who will go back. When you see these sort of devotees, then you immediately realize this is their last birth. And when we analyze ourselves, we have a doubt, isn't it? Are we going to go back? Are we going to go back at the end of this life? Will we go back? But there is a way to go back. This is not only one Mataji. There's another Mataji comes to our own ISKCON temple. I remember, she's Bengali too. You used to see her on the streets begging. And this lady not come for temple for shelter or for food. She comes to our temple every day. Every day she comes. Right from the morning aarti till the evening. She does seva in our own temple. She will very nicely dance in every kirtan. She is present in every kirtan. And she will take prasad. But I don't know where she sleeps. And even our temple devotee don't know where she sleeps. She hasn't got money. But she sleeps somewhere. She's neat and clean. She wears the nice washed dhoti. She comes to temple every day. And that's humility. But we can, why I said that doesn't mean that we all have to live like that. We can live simple. But when we attract Krishna, Prabhupada says, don't try to see Krishna. Act in such a way that Krishna wants to see you. And how does Krishna see the devotees? I forgot the name of one devotee in Jaipur. In Jaipur, how many devotees have been to Jaipur? Can you raise your hands here? Jaipur, anybody else? You? Anybody else? Only two devotees from here? Oh my. If you go and see Jaipur, you've seen the courtyard in Jaipur, yes? Radha Govindji temple. I've forgotten the name of this devotee. It is in the book by Sri Obi Al Kapoor, who is godbrother of Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada gave high respect to Obi Al Kapoor. Obi Al Kapoor has written a book about our Gaudiya Vaishnav. So one of our Gaudiya Vaishnav, when he was a child, there's a little boy, very little boy, he would go to Radha Govind temple. And he would play with the children of the Goswamis, Pujari's children. And what they used to play, this child, every day would go. Right in the courtyard of Radha Govind, they will play marble. It is called Kancha. Or in India it's called Bante, and in Hindi it's called Kancha. Kancha means marbles. You know marbles? Yeah? Children play, you know, you play like this. You put one and you hit like that or something. So this little child, this is true story. So this little child, about 5 years old, he would just play with the Goswami's children, some kanchas. One day, the children of Goswami's were not there. He was alone. Now he was so simple. For him, the Govindji was not there, a deity. For him, Govindji was a boy. So he called the Govindji, Govindji, come down, let's play Kancha. Now Govindji was deity, but he was just insisting. He started crying, come, I want you to come play with me. The simplicity of this little boy, Govindji, immediately made arrangement to play Kancha with him. And what did he do? Some other he made Pujari to go to number one or number two, his stomach upset. Pujari said, oh my God. He immediately shut the door. And when he shut the door in emergencies, he said, sorry, Govindji, I have to go. I'm so sorry. He rushed to the toilets and immediately Govindji came out of the altar and he started playing with the little boy. And when he started playing with the little boy, after half an hour, 1 hour, 1 hour, 20 minutes, whenever, Pujari came and immediately Govindji told this little boy, look, I have to go now. The Pujari is coming. I cannot play any more with you. So immediately rushed back to the altar. When he rushed back to the altar, Pujari came, opened the door and this little boy is crying. Why are you crying? He said, this Govindji, he taken my kancha. He said, what you kancha? No, he was playing with me just few minutes ago. You spoiled our game. We were very nicely enjoying with him and you just came and you opened the door and he ran away. He left me and he was playing. And immediately the Pujari noticed that right at the altar, he found the marbles of this little boy which Gopalji had, Govindji had. So these, Krishna plays with his devotees. It is not simply that Krishna eats with the devotees. But we have to develop the love for Krishna by chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I wind up, I can take questions if you like, or any comments.